Simi visi onios, cantlos, jamonios, anagantios. The words sound strange to our ears. They are the names of the months of the year in the Gaulish tongue, a language that all but disappeared after the Roman conquest, and which was rarely written down. All these bronze fragments were unearthed in 1897 in Coligny, in the department of the Ain, north of Lyon. It would take over 30 years to reconstruct this exceptional document, a calendar from the 1st century AD. It contains much information, and not all of it has been translated. This bronze plaque covers a period of 5 years. It is pierced with vertical lines of holes, into which a small wooden peg was placed each day. The months had 29 and 30 days, alternately, to follow the phases of the moon as closely as possible, as did all the oldest calendars of mankind. But in a solar year of 365 days, there is not an exact number of lunar months. That is why it is necessary to put in additional months from time to time, in order to coincide more closely with the sun. This is the principle of lunisolar calendars, discovered long before the Gauls by Mesopotamian astronomers, and later perfected by the Greeks. So how do we explain why this calendar shows, at the end of 5 years, a discrepancy of several days with the sun? The answer may lie in the many gaps in this plaque, unless it was not used to count time on a daily basis. The plaque was found with pieces of a bronze statue that is exhibited next to it here. Perhaps it was used in a temple to organize the dates of festivals and ceremonies for very ancient religions, whose memory has been lost.